Let's talk about what you look for in this Titans game. You know, you do game plan. Coach Smith has moved the practices like a game week. They're not the same training camp practices. What can we look forward to in this Titans game?
I think you've got to look at the first team on both sides of the ball, because they're going to be getting the majority of the snaps. I mean, this is such an important game for them to kind of develop that rhythm, because as we've seen that fourth preseason game, they don't play a lot, if at all. I mean, I would be surprised to see a lot of the starters, if they're suited up at all, for that fourth preseason game. So this is kind of the last chance to get themselves game ready. You know, you want to see them develop a rhythm on offense. You want to see them get rid of some of the penalties that we've seen. And that's been a problem across the league. But certainly the Falcons have been really hurt on explosive plays by holding penalties and different things like that. And you could see on Hard Knocks the frustration with head coach Mike Smith and those explosive plays being called back. You want to see that. On defense, you want to see them not give up those long drives. Find ways to stop drives on third downs. I think there were a couple of situations against the Texans where you're facing a third and long and you're like, okay, we're in good position, and then they end up converting it. So you want to see that change. I really want to see how these young guys who are looking for jobs on this roster come out and turn special teams around, because I know Keith Armstrong, the special teams coordinator, has not been happy with what he's seen on special teams. And so some of these young guys who want jobs, this is really going to be the week where they turn things around.
Listen, we know the coaches are going to bring it in three phases. Offense, Tech to Julio, he said, listen, we have a half. We want to go out and show the world what we're about, what we can do. Way too many playmakers to be held down in the red zone. So look for that. Defensively, Tech to Paul Warlow this week, he's like, yeah, we're going to get a half. We got to go out and show what we can do. Obviously, make improvements. It's the coach's job to game plan. It's our job to execute. We're the players. We're on the field. It's our job. We'll own that. And then special teams, you mentioned, Coach Armstrong was not pleased. No one was. And he was in here first thing Sunday morning, Monday morning, getting things right. And on practice field, you can see it as well. So I think it's a three-phase improvement we're going to see come Saturday night.
I'll start with you, Reed. Real quick, give us two things to look for in this game. What can I look for?
Look for the pass rush by Malachi Goodman. Talk to him. He said he's going to look to execute the rushes that defensive line coach Brian Cox has been teaching him. I love what Dave Archer said in the game last week, that Malachi has plate-sized hands. So he's going to use those hands and his arm length to get by and show the pass rush. And then he can't say enough about special teams. There's not going to be another block, punt, block field, what have you. It's going to be an execution improved on the special teams play.
Yeah, for me, it's I want to see what happens at right tackle, and one A would be, you know, what happens with Jake at left tackle, but I want to look at that right tackle spot and see how some of these guys who come in fare against the Titans. And then you know, the other thing is I want to see where this nickelback spot is, and this has been a hotly contested battle, and it sounds as early as this week, you know, Mike Smith is still kind of wondering what is going on there, because it's very, very close. He said that Javier Arenas is going to get a lot of good looks this week. And, you know, we haven't seen Robert McClain get a ton of looks at that spot, at least in a starting role. And I think it's because they know what they get out of him. So Josh Wilson, Javier Arenas are really getting those looks during the preseason, and then they're going to make a decision going forward into the fourth preseason game. But that nickelback spot is very important, and it is close, guys. I mean, it is really close.
Yeah, I like when Smitty called out Javi and said he's going to get his reps, he's going to get his looks. Another interesting thing, he said they're going to tweak the secondary this week just to give different guys different looks and sets to see how they perform on the field. So this is the spotlight. This is the dress rehearsal time to show out and show the fans, the coaches, what they can do.
I still wouldn't expect too much in the way of showing all the cards, you know.
You're not looking for the triple reverse pass play.
You're not going to see that. We're talking about a very vanilla game. So to set expectations there,
right.
We're talking about very basic running and passing plays.
Yeah, Smitty mentioned he's going to hold the cards close to his chest. I get that, but you know, it's fun to think about.
Absolutely,
this truly is a dress rehearsal game. If you're, you know, it's great that it's a home game too. Dress rehearsal for the fans too. Get there, be loud.
Yeah.
Let's make it tough for the Titans on Saturday night. It is broadcast locally on the CW, so tune in pre- and post-games as well. Make sure that you're in the game, because it's going to be fun. You're going to see all the starters play probably into the second half, I believe. And then next week we'll come dissect that, get ready for the fourth game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then regular season against the Saints.
Can't wait. Two weeks away.
It's fun. It's right around the corner. Thanks for tuning in this edition of FalconCast, the official podcast of the Atlanta Falcons. We'll see you next week.